Yesterday, in the course of discussing Vishnu Sahasranam, I digressed a bit. I digress means I went off topic. And I spoke about, we're talking about how Vishnu gives brightness, and I discussed how devotees are bright-faced. And I also discussed how non-devotees, they are black-faced. And I think in most languages we'll have such sayings, bright-faced, black-faced. It's in Russian also, presumably? Not really, yeah. The face is, it's not that the actual bodily tissue changes color. But that the whole aura or countenance is visibly different. Anyone who gives up sense gratification and the thought of sense gratification becomes bright-faced. So we see sometimes Buddhist monks or someone who's seriously practicing, even if their philosophy is wrong, just because they give up the thought of sense gratification, they become bright-faced. What is that? That's described in Bhagavad Gita, that material desire, it covers the pure consciousness of the soul. What is that verse? Yata Dharpa. Just like the mirror covers, the smoke covers. I can't remember. Anyone remember that verse? Let me look it up. Anyone? Yatava. Ah, yes. What number is that verse? That's Tatate Nedas Avritam. Avritam it covers. Whoops. What number is it? No, it's not 938. Yatol Bena. 338. Dumen Avriate Vanir. Yatadar Shomalena Cha. Yatol Bena Avrito Garapas Tatate Nedam Avritam. So, it's covering. Lust covers the consciousness. Just as fire is covered by smoke, as the mirror is covered by dust, or as the embryo is covered by the womb. So even after emerging from the womb, someone's consciousness remains covered by lust. When a devotee is all the time thinking how to please Krishna, absorbed in thought of Krishna, then they become bright-faced. The purity of the soul shines through. The purity of the soul shines through. That means that it reflects the brilliance of Krishna. Cheto darpana marjanam. When the heart is clean, then it's like a mirror that reflects the brightness of Krishna. But when one is, one may be a devotee, but then if he again starts to contemplate sense gratification, then his whole countenance changes. And you can't really fake it. It's not necessarily a matter of just smiling or trying to look happy. But a devotee is truly happy whether he smiles or doesn't smile. Whereas a non-devotee is never really happy, even if he smiles a lot. There is one photograph of Srila Prabhupada in which his lips were downturned and his eyes were closed. And to ordinary perception, it would appear that he looked quite glum. Glum means sad. Down and... So one devotee pointed that out to Srila Prabhupada. Prabhupada, you look very sad in this photograph. Srila Prabhupada said that was a moment of ecstasy. So that is a symptom of an advancing devotee. They're free from, they're thinking about how to serve Krishna. They're not thinking about this world or about sense gratification. They're not absorbed in their problems. Simply thinking how to serve Krishna. And naturally they become bright-faced and happy by doing so. Whereas one who contemplates sense gratification, it's as if it's like they're walking around with a black cloud over their head. Cloud. Sometimes we see devotees who, it's like they're sthayi bhava. That's not real. They're like always, they look blackish. I don't know about here in Russia, but in India and surrounding countries, there are some people who join this movement. And it seems that they join specifically for mundane, self-motivated purposes.
I встретиться людей, которые присоединяются по каким-то материальным причинам.
If they join this, if they become a sadhu, then people will offer them respect. They can get some position, they gradually work themselves into some position. Then they make their position very strong by making friendship with others who are similarly materially motivated. And they more or less run their little temple or preaching center as a family business. And they know all the right things to say and how to behave to maintain their profile as a sadhu so that people will give them donations. But their face, from their face you can see, there's no experience of Krishna consciousness. Of course, it's not only within ISKCON. That's one reason why many people in India are quite skeptical of sadhus. And it's by no means that majority of devotees in India are like that, but there are some, and it's noticeable. Or they may be not so ambitious. They may just be get some little position, some small service, which they don't have much to do, and they can live more or less comfortably. They're basically materialistic. And they cannot radiate the happiness of Krishna consciousness because they're not in Krishna consciousness. The face is the index of the mind. Srila Prabhupada sometimes quoted that.